Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Bubba's at a Cooper meeting, I think, Neil said.
Yep.
He said he had a meeting later, but who knows?
Yep.
Who knows how fast he gets back?
But well, he has no idea how long these things are going to last.
No, he has no clue, so who knows?
Yep.
But we're lucky enough to have the head coach of the 5-0 ladies softball team, Gary Shane. How's it going?
It's good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a great start.
Yes. Very good start. This is one of the better starts we've had
in the
6 years that I've been with the program. I think this is one of the best starts we've had. So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool getting out of the gate. I remember the 1 year in baseball, we started out 17-0. That's pretty cool.
That's
pretty fun.
Yeah.
That is fun. It's been fun. It's been a fun ride so far.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then we talked a little bit beforehand and scoring a lot of runs.
Yeah, we are.
That's good to see.
Our bats are on fire right now. So
that's awesome.
The girls can sustain that for sure. There's a lot of confidence at the plate right now, so that helps.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Neil and I talked a little bit about the boys too. They're real aggressive at the plate too, and I love that. I mean, I love them coming out being aggressive, and obviously your girls must be doing the same thing.
Yeah they are. If they need to put a butt down, they can put a butt down if we need it. We work hard on that, throughout the whole season. Beginning in the scrimmages, struggled a little bit with that, but really when we need it, they need it. But it's hard to have anybody butt when they're hitting so well.
You hate to take the bat away from them.
You don't want to take a bat away from somebody.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, our batting averages are pretty high right now.
Yeah, they're absolutely. They're great, and it's spring. It's freezing. That's what's really awesome.
Yeah, we've had maybe one nice, warm-ish day.
Yeah.
I can remember wearing maybe short sleeves one day, but otherwise it's been pretty cold.
I was going to say.
This week was cold. There's a lot of teams didn't play Monday, and we got a game in, which is great.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Another
good
win
stuff.
On the win column.
So how's the coaching staff? All the same, or we gained some, lose some?
Well, we lost Renee Evers last year. Shout out to Renee. I know she's listening right now, probably trying to make fun of me, but we did lose her. She likes to stand along the sidelines and coach from the sidelines and tell me what I'm doing wrong after every game. Shout out to Renee there. But Ryan Tin's still around. He's helping as much as he can with practices.
Good.
He's not there full time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Lauren Day is still there.
She's Lauren's
been,
still there.
With me and with the program for a lot of years now.
Awesome.
And then Val Stallman's back from last year. That last year was her first year, so she took the JV position. And then this year we added Haley Kanapke and Casey Froning, and then Colleen Heaston, who's a name you won't know, but Colleen's from Versailles. She graduated last year, and her dad's my first cousin, and I coached her in travel ball for a lot of years.
All right, so she's going to help you back, maybe.
Yeah, she's a great
awesome.
Kid. She was a pitcher, shortstop, one of the best base runners I've ever actually coached. So she's been a huge asset to the girls.
Best base runner because she's really fast, or she's really smart and can read the pitcher, or both?
Both. She's got speed.
Yep.
She is just one of the smartest base runners I've ever seen.
If you can, if you have somebody that knows what's going to go on, that's probably two-step advantage there.
Yeah, for sure. She was always very aggressive, so very fun to watch. Very fun to watch as a player. So yeah, she's been a great asset.
So she's
got a great
coaching
staff.
Obviously she's working now, or school, or
she goes to Wright State at the lake, lives at home. They live in the North Star area, so she's there about 3 to 4 days a week.
So it works out 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
that's
so
beautiful.
It's helpful. Yeah.
Helps out a bunch. That's perfect.
Yep.
So let's talk about the team. Seniors? How many you got?
So five seniors this year.
Five seniors.
And all those seniors have been playing since, I've been coaching them since they've been pretty much in kindergarten.
Yep.
So it's really been amazing to see their growth.
Yeah.
All of them have had are either 3 or 4 year varsity letter winners. So we've got a depth of experience with those seniors. So,
and that's what you got to have too.
Yeah. And they're great leaders. They are great leaders, and they're really setting the tone for, kind of how the season's going to be. So it's great.
Yeah. I think usually the young kids, they feed off of that too when them seniors are having fun, and usually the seniors don't like them screwing off and stuff. I remember that too, because sometimes those seniors would step up and say, "We'll take care of it, coach," and then they'd get it done.
Yeah, and that is for sure. I mean, we look to them to be big leaders, and they know that. And I like to see them mentor the kids, and I think that's what it's all about. I think the kids look up to those seniors that are there.
Yeah.
And those upper
and that's how you become a program. Yeah, I mean, I really think that's the way it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they'll bring the same stuff up when they're seniors.
Yeah, and that mentoring is not just good in how you play, but how you conduct yourself and how this goes, that goes. That, you know, you need to learn that when this ball's coming this way, you do this.
Right.
But, and that's really important, but you also need to know that this is how things work, and you need to keep this going because it's important, and you need to carry your weight. You go out there and you take care of the field when before the game, after the game. This is what's done.
Yeah,
and it has to be that way.
Yeah, they set the tone. You know, not only do they set the tone on the field, but they set the tone from a teamwork standpoint, from you know being one, you know, unity, one family. But they also set the tone from an academic level as well. You know, I looked at the, you know, we have to always watch, you know, the grades and how the kids are doing, but the varsity level of the kids that are, you know, pretty much going to have our varsity letters this year, we have an overall GPA of 3.78.
Wow. Or
3.87.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty impressive. So, I mean, we've got some real smart kids that are great leaders. They play lots of other sports.
Yeah.
And so they're good kids on and off.
When you said you were looking at the grades, I'm sitting there running through my head because we got to announce two of the games, so I got to see two of the games already. And I'm trying to think anybody on there that I wouldn't think would be top of their class. And sounds like they're all top of the class.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Kids. So yeah, and thank you. A huge shout out to you guys. We really appreciate your support.
Yeah, we still are able to
window up there.
So. Yeah, we're gonna be able to get so far scheduled two more. We're gonna try to see if we can get some more. But and if anybody out there wants to announce some games for the softball, it's pretty easy system, and I can show you how to do it, and we'd love to get every game.
Yeah,
but
last
year we got one or two, and the year before that a couple, and that's about all we've ever been able to really muster is a few here and there. But we have the second stream on our internet that we can do every game if somebody wants to do it, or if you want to do a couple of games, all of that's okay. Just let me know, and we'll make sure that it gets as many as we can get.
Get a bunch of games in.
Yeah,
we'd love it. It's pretty exciting to watch. I will say that. It's pretty fast paced. So.
Yeah.
Especially when you're putting up that many runs.
Yeah,
they're good.
A lot of fun. Yeah,
that is a lot of fun.
So.
Neil, should we take a break?
Yep, we can take a break.
Take a break. We'll come right back and talk to Coach a little bit longer.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Before
Calicary High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 12th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. The varsity baseball team will be playing the Ansonia Tigers, and our Lady Indians will be playing the Jay County Patriots that day, with both games starting at 11 a.m., so bring the family out to the games that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball and softball games. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the games, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 12th from 11 to 1 during their home baseball game with Ansonia and the girls' home softball game with Jay County.
Hey, we're back here with Coach Carey. We've been talking here a little bit in between. So how about your five seniors? Who are they?
Yeah, so I have Ella Shane, obviously, is my daughter. Mm-hmm. And then we have Emma Will, Ava yep. Greasy, and Kayla Heitkamp, and Kylie Post.
Oh, perfect. Sounds like some good girls there.
Yeah, some great girls.
I seen, I went in there the other night. I do like where they put those posters up on the outside of the field. That's beautiful. You get to see the seniors, and I'm sure them seniors kind of get a kick out of that, too.
I think so. I think it's good to recognize them whenever, seniors, when they put so much
they've
time
worked
into
that,
their
they've
sports.
Worked that long and stuff. They need to be.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Know, that's a great thing. So who else you got? Juniors?
Yes. So juniors, I've got three juniors this year. I've got Kyla Deuce, Lily Schwederman, and Jenna Holman.
Good group.
Yep, good group. Very good group. Jenna's seeing, obviously, our pitcher, so she's seeing lots of innings on the mound. And then I've got Kyla Deuce that's filling in some outfield positioning. And then Lily Sweeterman's been doing a lot of second base and a little bit of outfield at the JV level.
How about your catcher? Who's your catcher?
Kylie Post. Kylie Post is my senior. And then Paisley Hart has been getting some outfield playing time at the varsity level. Yep. She's a freshman, but she would be our backup catcher. She's backup catching at catcher. The JV level. So that we have somebody to catch the JV.
Good.
Level.
And we talked a little bit about the JV. You got a partial schedule, I guess. Yeah. 10 games or so?
Roughly about 9, 10 games. And then we've got some innings after some of the varsity games, just to get a few innings. We travel as one team. So to get everybody there is kind of nice. And
girls,
just play
you,
after
you
that.
Get those games over fast, usually. Yeah. So if you do want to put an extra 2 or 3 innings in, it's not a problem.
Yeah, not usually. You know, last night's game with Rushi, we had JV innings after, and the first 4 innings went pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And then 5, 6, and 7 kind of slowed down a little bit. So the JV girls only got 2 innings in, but you know, it's still something. It's still playing time. It got a little cold. It was getting dark, but still good.
Well, like we talked about, it's nice to get that playing time and get out there and kind of see how good these girls are.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Awesome. So what else? We got, well, how many? You got quite a few. You got 20 altogether?
20 altogether, yeah. I've got 4 sophomores, and that's Ivy Toby and Aubrey Heitkamp, Alex Coretto, and Alexis Greasy. And then I've got 8 freshmen, which is great. That's the most freshmen
we've had. That's really good.
So the freshmen are Lila Tin, Paisley Hart, Layla Armstrong, Courtney Clanky, Jaden Wyrick, Emily Beckman, Claire Garkey, and Malia Greasy. So,
perfect. They're all pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, all my players.
And I think they're all not freshman year, and then I'm going to quit because I'm maybe not as good or not going to play or something. Sure. I think they're all they're going to stick with it.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think it's a good group of freshmen that are coming in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope they stick it through. They have a lot of potential. And truly, I was just saying to one of the coaches the other day that looking at it was at our Houston JV game we had on Saturday, and we won 19-1 in 5 innings. The girls looked great. They were hitting machines. Our pitching was wonderful. And I looked to one of our coaches and I said, you know, our freshmen coming in are so much more advanced, I feel, in my opinion, than when we look at other JV teams and we play them and we see kind of how their players are. Mm-hmm. I said, we just look so much more advanced. So, you know, kudos out to our, you know, our youth programs.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
The junior high programs. So just a big shout out to all those coaches that have been helping with that over the years.
So that
made a difference.
Is that like just a one team or is it 2 teams? Or
typically at the junior high level, it's usually just one team.
Just
the
one
last
team?
Several years, it's been one team. I can't remember in all honesty the last time it's been 2.
Yeah.
So typically we have enough for just one.
So do you sneak down there and watch them play every once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
That's always big.
Get down there as much as I can. I want them to practice on our field, so they do most of their practice in a lot of their home games. We try to schedule them at our field so that they can get used to the varsity field.
Yeah, get used to it.
And, you know, get that varsity feel and hopefully.
Where else would they play?
Down at either, well, not usually Fort Site, but at the park.
Swimming pool park.
Yeah, yeah,
pool. I kind of thought
usually
that.
Diamond One is where they usually play.
Yeah. That's got to be a thrill for them to come play at the big house.
I think so. I mean, I think so. I think so too. Yeah.
So this year,
Casey and Haley, my varsity assistant coaches, are actually going to take the junior high kids as well and coach them. So really excited to have them, you know, take everything from the varsity level and really truly hone in on it and bring down it to the seventh and eighth grade level. So it's great.
At that seventh and eighth grade level now, is that like mostly MAC teams that you play with? Or
Pretty much. They run it through the FRISO, through, you know, the summer league. So you've got all the MAC schools. Mm-hmm. St. Mary's is usually in there. I don't think Salina used to be at one point in time, but pretty much St. Mary's, I want to say, might be the only one that's usually the difference. And otherwise, it's just our MAC schools.
MAC schools. Yeah. I've kind of figured that. Yep. That's kind of about the way the boys do the same thing.
Yeah.
I think. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we are 5 games into it next week.
Yep.
Thursday, we start the MAC.
Yeah. So we've got 5 games in. Varsity is pretty much done this week. We do have Lima Shawnee Saturday. We go there, and then we start in with Salina next week, who looks to be a pretty solid team this year. Mm-hmm. We've got Marion on Thursday, and then Fort Laramie Friday, Jay County on Saturday. Jay County looks to be
pretty good.
Decent as well.
They're always pretty good, aren't they?
They always are. They're big hitters typically. So.
Yeah, and you guys usually, that's always kind of a war too.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good game.
We kind of go back and forth with between the win-loss column with them over the years.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Now we're thinking, well, with the monsoon coming in here, we probably aren't going to be playing a whole lot.
I would doubt,
but you never know.
Never know. We've got JV game tomorrow and Friday is what we're supposed to have both at home. And then Saturday, we both travel to Lima Shawnee together for JV varsity doubleheader. So we'll see. I'm not super hopeful right now.
Yeah, probably going to be a stay at home.
Spring in Ohio. So.
But then next week, I think they're talking about a little better, maybe a little colder, but still no rain. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get in there and get some games in.
Yeah.
Our field, is it in really good shape now? I think, if I remember right, maybe before they redid everything, that there are a couple of low spots in the outfield, but that's all taken care of, for the most part, at least.
Yeah, we're so incredibly grateful for what the Athletic Boosters has done for us. Every time a team comes, even if they've played there before, we get just tremendous comments on the beauty of our complex, the beauty of our field. But yes, when they resurfaced everything, they retiled everything, you know, our low spots in the outfield are gone. And then the infield with the dirt, everything drains so nicely
drains
now.
Pretty fast,
it really does.
Yeah.
And it did not do that before. So we're very fortunate that we really did get some games in this season already that, you know, truly, if we would have had the surface we had prior to, I don't know that we would have got them in.
Yeah.
So, and kudos to Kevin Will and the maintenance staff.
Those guys do a nice job.
Yep. I was going to say, they take it all. I don't know how it plays, but both the baseball and softball look beautiful.
Yeah, they do.
They take a lot of pride in the way that looks. You see every once in a while a picture on Facebook of the foul lines. We don't have that.
No.
Kevin Will knows how important that stuff is. He played baseball, I'm pretty sure, in high school and played softball a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very important.
We noticed that at our Franklin Monroe game. Things were not quite the way they were supposed to be with the foul lines.
Yeah.
They were off quite a bit.
It was
a little disturbing. I had to make sure the umpires knew, like, just so you guys see this is what I'm seeing.
It's a little crooked.
Yeah, and they were like, this is going to make it a little challenging. I'm like, good luck.
Everybody do the best you can. And their ground crew, I'm sure, did the best they could. And, If I'm not going down there and doing it, I'm not going to criticize them.
That's right. That's what we said. We were thankful we were playing.
Both teams are playing, too. Same field.
So.
Usually comes up.
And it's not the state championship.
Nope.
So if something goes wrong, you know.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, we thinking MAC, We're going to be the top half, I would have to
say. We're going to be the top half.
Who's the teams to beat?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, I mean, just looking ahead and, you know, what we know kids, our teams had, you know, kids coming back from last year, I think Minster's going to definitely be at the top.
Yeah.
I think Parkway and us will be kind of right there next to them, right underneath to see. I think we're going to give them both good games. I really do. If we keep the confidence we have and we keep playing the way we're playing, and, you know, the one thing we want to work on is decreasing a few errors, for sure, but everything else just falls into play. We're going to give them some real good games.
Yeah, so, that's going to be fun.
Yeah,
that's going
to
be
fun. Exciting to see.
We got to make sure we get out there and see, get everybody out there and cheer you guys on, and what a great start, 5-0.
Yes.
You got to keep it up. Keep it going.
Yeah, I hope so. I think they can do it. I mean, I know they can do it.
Kids are having fun, aren't they?
They are. I think they are.
Just the two games I watched, man, they were... Yeah. They were just ecstatic at everything. They doing the chants and stuff in the dugout, and they're just, they're into it.
Yeah,
and that's important.
It is. You know, when you watch college softball, and even teams that we play, and energetic dugouts really can cause issues with opposing teams.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you can be loud and energetic, it can kind of take the wind out of people's sails. So that's one thing we've really kind of pushed with the kids is, you know, we've got all those kids there. You know, we've got 20 kids in the dugout.
Yeah.
Be loud. Be loud. Be proud. Sure. You know, be intimidating. And I think that truly does help. And that's one thing that they really try to focus on a lot is you know, really trying to, you know, be encouraging, but, you know, be loud out there. So
yep. Over the years I mostly watch baseball, but there'll be teams down 3 or 4 runs and they are going crazy in the dugout, and then somebody gets a hit and it just multiplies.
Oh, yeah.
And that can actually, you know, get you fired up and win some games for you.
Yeah, it's contagious. It is. Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they used to kind of not let you do some of that stuff, but like the pitchers and stuff, we would always, I mean, you were loud and you were trying to mess with that pitcher out there, and, you know, and that's part of the game to
it
me.
Is.
I mean,
it is.
And like you said, I have a team that's energetic and fired up, and just because, you know, you can't stop us.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, one of our baseball tournament games last year, we got scolded by the official for something. It was too much of something. I don't know what it was. They weren't saying anything bad. It was just they were just louder than the
or something.
I think there probably are
rules where you can't yell directly at a pitcher opposing pitcher or anything.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think we do that. We just more or less cheer for each other. But we're loud.
Yeah, it's loud. Very loud. Very energetic.
Very energetic. A lot of
fun. It truly gets, you know, it keeps the kids energized. You know, it, you know, we follow that mentality of, you know, when you go up to bat, you know, you're not the only person that's up to bat. You got 19 girls behind you that are with you.
Yep.
And when they've got that energy there, you know, they're cheering you on, you know, you can do it.
Yeah.
So you're never alone.
And it keeps them in the game, and they're not at bat, but they're also watching what's going on very closely because they're going to be up a little later, and if you are really into it, you even subconsciously you might see things that can help you. Instead of sitting there and just kind of hoping that your teammate does something, if you're up there on the rail and hooting and hollering, it makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, we don't let kids sit much. They have to be
fired up. Absolutely. It's cool. You bring 20 kids with you. You bring the whole team up there, and then, like you said, you get a couple innings in afterwards for the kids that didn't get a play. And that's that is great.
It's good. It's what helps build a program. I mean, the more they get playing time, I can't stress that enough. So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that. Like Neil even said, you know, a lot of kids will play that freshman year, and you know, you didn't get a play hard at all. I'm done. You know, but if you're getting a few innings in and you hit the ball a couple times and start feeling like, hey, I'm not bad. You know, I think I can play.
And you can actually tell that you improve from eighth grade to your sophomore year if you get to play. That's what kind of I'm worried about our football team, because they didn't get to play any JV. I think they played a game and a half or something JV. Some of those kids, you know, that's a perfect time for them to grow, get stronger, and see how they're doing. And they didn't get to play. You know, they got to play at the end of a lot of games, but that's not enough. And I hope that those kids don't give up. We need a new coach. We need to show him that we're we're with him and get more than 20 kids out there. We need to get those numbers up to the 40s and 50s like it should be. And I do hope that that happens. But,
I hope so too.
Yeah, and so just any playing time, getting two or three innings in after the varsity game, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, any playing time is great, right?
Yeah.
And the more experience they can get, you know, the better it's going to be, the more confidence they're going to gain. I mean, it overall helps your program.
It does.
Program.
And they're excited. I mean, they're in there, you know, and like you said, they're fired up about the game already, and then the game's over and they get to play.
Yes, yeah,
which
for
is
sure.
perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that,
and you know, girls sports in general, I think, you know, even in our area, and you know, we're a pretty strong area, you know, with the Mercer Auglaize, you know, Dark Shelby County area, and the MAC especially, you know, our sports are pretty important. I think we all know that. We all put a lot of emphasis on it for sure. But overall, in general, like sports in general with girls, it's just, there's not as many numbers as there used to be.
That's a fact.
In a lot of sports, that I mean, it truly is. You look at, you know, a lot of our sports and, you know, we are losing numbers. So for us to have 20, I think that speaks volumes for hopefully growing our program, and that's what we need.
There might still be as many girls participating in sports, but they're starting to specialize a little bit more. There's some that are only doing volleyball or only doing track or only doing two instead of three seasons. And not saying it's bad, because that can help them get college scholarships, but at the same time, they're not on a team all the time, and that's not necessarily good
for our kids in school. As small as we are, we need to play every sport. I mean, we really do, and I get it. I mean, I know them kids get through. You know, they go through football, and then they get to basketball, and by the time they get to baseball, they're burned out.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot.
Once you get that program going, then they're waiting. Yeah. They're looking forward to that next season. You know, that's what's great. And you've done a great job at that, Carrie, keeping them going and keeping the kids excited. And I sure appreciate you coming up tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
And hopefully we'll get you back in here later, and maybe we'll still be undefeated here.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be great. thank you guys. We appreciate your support.
We
really appreciate all you guys do for our sports in the community. So
we love doing it. That's why we do it. We love the Indians.
Yes, I do too.
Yep.
I do too.
Thank you, dear.
All right, thank you.
And good luck.
Yep, thanks.
We'll be right back here, Neil. Let's pay some bills.
Yep.
Get back. Talk a little Cincinnati Reds.
Okay. Yep. Back in just a minute.
Back.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting Wagon Wheels West on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Friday's show will be at 7, and Saturdays and Sundays shows will be afternoon matinees starting at 2 p.m. All tickets will be available at the door and are $8 for adults, $6 for students, kindergarten through seniors, and children 5 and under are free. Make your plans to get to one of these performances of Wagon Wheels West, presented by the Elementary Middle School Drama Club, Friday, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. Boy Scout Troop 99 will be hosting their annual Pancake and Sausage Breakfast on Sunday, April 13th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The breakfast includes all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat, along with coffee, milk, and juice. Tickets can be purchased from any Boy Scout or at the door, and children 5 and under can eat for free. Don't miss the Boy Scouts annual Pancake and Sausage Breakfast on Palm Sunday, April 13th at the Legion.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We're back. We got the owner-operator, Neil Spencer, and me, the Big Fee.
And Bubba's at a meeting.
Bubba's at a meeting, and he said he might try to stop in if he gets back in time. If not, he'll be here next week.
Yep.
Next week, I think we're going to try to get Coach Hank.
That would be good.
Let's see if he can. If he can't come over, we'll try to get him on the radio. If we had to, Top Wrench Radio, we'll do that. And maybe call in. Otherwise, we did get the baseball team got fired, started up this year.
Yep.
Monday night, we had a game at Salina, the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are looking to be a really good team this year, I think.
Yes. And, yeah, they have a lot of people back in there.
Yeah, they got about three or four Steinbrenners that are all pretty good players.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Very good players.
Yeah, it's going to be... Well, the WBL is always pretty good, and it's going to be tough to win a bunch of games, but they're going to be in everything, I think.
Be right
especially
there.
With, was that Brady Steinberg? There's a Brady and a Brody and a something else.
They had a bunch of them.
And they're all good,
mm-hmm.
but the Steinberg kid pitched against us, and he was
very good.
He was very good.
We played them hard heads up for the first five innings. I think they scored two runs. They were up 2-0, and they were both unearned runs.
Unearned runs.
We had a couple errors, but...
That'll disappear as the year goes on.
Yeah, but, I think so, too. We talked about that.
Mistakes.
We talked about that last night, too. We had the same kind of situation. We had a few errors here and there, but we made up with it with our bats. So
bats came alive.
That definitely came alive last night. The Indians, we hung in there, and actually, Kay Greasy pitched a pretty good game.
He
kind of ran out of gas a little bit there after four innings, but early in the season, I don't think you want to go too many more than that.
No.
Unless you're just absolutely
pitching
well.
Especially on a cold day, because things can happen.
It was cold, it was very cold.
Non-league game.
We're looking for him to be our number one this year, probably. I'm pretty sure he's going to be our number one.
I hope he's good enough to be number one, but I also hope that somebody overtakes him.
Yeah, maybe somebody gets hot and gets better.
And he's still great, and we end up with somebody even better. Yeah. That probably won't happen, but, you never know.
Yeah, Alex Garkey came in the fifth. I think we were still trailing 2-0, and first three guys got on, and one hit one off the fence, it kind of just exploded on him a little bit. He had a hard time throwing strikes.
Yeah, but he was around the plate the whole time.
Yeah, he's very close.
He didn't have it dialed in, but he was around
definitely,
the plate.
Yeah, not bad by any means, but he's got to work on it, because I look for him. He's going to be a good pitcher, too. When he gets going and gets dialed in, he's hard to hit. So that'll be a Coach Ike's going to keep working with him. And we scored a couple of runs there in the seventh and ended up, the final was 7-2.
Seven to two
was the final at Salina. Like I said, Salina's going to have a pretty good ball club this year, I think. So, it's always tough that first game.
I was okay with that being our first game. Didn't love the errors.
Errors we got to get rid of.
Yeah, but, they know what they're trying to do. They just didn't get it done right.
So the
brain is working. They just need to get the rest of it done. Yeah. And that's the easiest to fix.
And like you said, in the cold weather, I mean, that easy pop-up isn't quite as easy.
Yeah.
And so we came back last night and played Franklin Monroe Jets.
Yep.
And the Indians played well. They came out of the gate and scored two, I think.
They got two in the first.
And then we tied them up.
I think we got four.
We got four. We took the lead 4-2, and then they scored again, tied it back up, and then we took the lead. And then we had a couple of innings where we shut them down, and our boys had a huge inning in the, I think the sixth inning.
I believe it was the fifth, maybe.
Fifth inning. We scored six runs, and that was it for Franklin Monroe. But they had a hard time catching the ball last night. I mean, they had some, I mean, air was blowing pretty good.
I don't know if it's swirling.
That's what we kept saying. We thought it was swirling.
We had a time or two that we had some problems, and they had all kinds of problems.
They had a lot of problems. Their right fielder was struggling out there.
Yeah, and their left fielder and center fielder both misplayed some. I think the shortstop actually misplayed one. Shortstop's always
best player. And he couldn't get it either.
So something was going on there.
We hit the ball too. I don't remember what copy had wrote down. We scored 13 runs.
13 runs.
13 runs. I think maybe 11 hits. Something like that. So we hit the ball well. I mean,
One of them,
Kane Greasy hit one hard. It off the fence. I mean, he was probably six feet from being a home run.
I think it went 3 or 4 feet up the fence on the fly.
Well, he showed me something because it was not blowing out by any means, and it wasn't carrying by any means, and he absolutely pelted the ball. Yeah, he hit a line drive rocket with the bases loaded. He cleared them, and he had a great game. I think he was 3 for 4 maybe or something like that. Kane Holman had his first couple RBIs and couple hits, and
the way he hit the ball all of last year, and especially toward the end, everybody
we're waiting on that to
start going. And I thought I
was impressed with Brody Hart last night. I thought he did a nice job behind the plate blocking the ball, and he made a couple throws down to second when they were stealing, and I think he might have caught one guy possibly, but again, not a beautiful night for that either.
But
he did a good job, Aaron. He hit the ball well too. He had a couple. He had two hits.
He was one of them that had two.
His first time up, he hit one hard and deep, but they weren't going anywhere. But good inning, a good game for us. We got on our first win at home, and we're supposed to play tomorrow at
Adams Central.
Adams Central
up in Monroe. Go to Wilshire and turn left.
Turn left at Wilshire, and. I don't know what kind of field they got.
I drove by there.
Did you?
It looked good, but I didn't get real close. I didn't get out and walk up to it, but it looked good. It doesn't look South Adams good, but South Adams is premier.
They're premier team, That's kind of what I was just wondering. I didn't know. I know Adams Central is a big football school.
Yeah, they went to state semis or state finals.
Might have went state finals this year. So I figured they were going to be a good team. That would be a great game for us to have. It'll depend. I mean, hopefully this weather ain't terrible.
They do have a press box. I've emailed the athletic director trying to get permission, trying to get a roster. I emailed him twice, didn't get anything. They set up an email to Amy reminding her to let everybody know that in the state of Indiana, they have to charge to get in. So it's $6. So I emailed her today. Mm-hmm. Still haven't heard anything back from her. So I don't know. But somewhere along the line, we'll find out if
we get in.
The actual rain, for the most part, is going to stop
tonight, right?
Yeah, overnight or very early in the morning.
Early in the morning, yeah.
But if we get 6 inches of rain,
we're not playing. We're not boats.
But if we get an inch and a half,
that could happen.
You know, but there also could be a lot of wind could cause damage.
They're talking about 70-mile-an-hour wind at times.
There's all kinds of things.
Who knows?
Do have a press box, and it looked pretty good, but you don't know who all is going to be there. So we may be inside, we may be outside. Don't know anything.
We've battled through it before.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff. My equipment doesn't like being in the rain. But
I tell you what, South Adams, that's a nice one.
That's as good as it gets.
Very nice one, too. That's kind of like ours.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
But it's a little nicer now because one of the people remodeled their house, and so they brought out all their quote-unquote old furniture up there.
Brought her up there?
there's leather sofas.
Nice.
Leather love seat, a leather recliner. recliner.
You could be falling asleep during the broadcast.
It's incredible. You go up there, you're going, wow.
It is pretty nice setup. They got a great setup.
But before that, their press box was not as wide as this room.
I was going to say, it wasn't very big.
We could get, they had their announcer and scoreboard keeper, and we had room for one more person.
One more guy to get in there. Yeah, I do remember that.
So we did outside. Yep. But yeah, it was interesting. Yep. But
so we got them hopefully maybe Thursday, and then they're talking. Yep. We're supposed to have a doubleheader here.
Yep.
Fort Laramie,
11 o'clock on Saturday.
Sounds like a lot of rain on Saturday.
There's virtually no way that can happen.
I would doubt that's going to happen either.
You know, we'll be there if they're playing.
If they're there, we'll be there. Yep. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Take another break. Come back, and then we will talk a little Cincinnati Reds baseball.
Yep.
You're sponsored by the Wayne IGA.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Spring sports are starting, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting every baseball game again this season, and will also be broadcasting several of the Lady Indians softball games, including their home opener tomorrow evening. The Lady Indians games will be broadcast on SportsStream 2. Just go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and click on SportsStream 2 on the left side of the page. The boys will begin their season next Monday, March 31st at Salina. We'll start our pregame show around 5:15 with the game time at 5:30. Our ball teams are looking to have pretty good seasons again this year, so get out to as many games as you can to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Got a few, maybe tomorrow we'll get that one in at Adams Central, and then never know about Saturday against Fort Laramie, and then back Monday night, Sydney Lehman. So,
yep.
Big schedule coming up. Carrie's got a few games coming up too, I think, tomorrow or Saturday. I think she said Lima Shawnee.
Yes, I think they're going up to Shawnee.
Yeah, April 5th, Lima Shawnee, yep. And then Monday at Salina, which she said they have a really good ball club too. So, should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of good times this weekend. And hopefully next week, Bobby will be back and we'll get Coach Ike in.
Yep.
Talk about the baseball team. Hopefully they're on a win streak and we can enjoy that. Neil, got anything else?
Nope. I just want to say that I did get to see a couple of the girls' games. And those Kurt Wendell and his daughter Zoe announced those games. The second game, she came out with a pocket full of jokes, or a phone full of jokes, I should say. And those jokes are good ones.
I want to get into the archives.
Yeah, so that's in the archives. You might want to check those out, even if you only zip through to get to the jokes. Mm-hmm. But you don't know exactly when they're going to be, because it's whenever they had a little chance. So they were good. But the girls are playing really well.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, if the boys aren't playing, where the girls are playing, especially at home, we can sneak down there and do the game. That wouldn't be a problem at all. I'm sure Calpe'd help me.
Yeah, and it that comes around so seldom that it may be sometimes once a season is all that happens when the girls are
like,
playing.
Seems like they're both playing all the time.
And the boys are not, because it's basically Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday's always a MAC game. Tuesday, a lot of times, there's always a Tuesday-Thursday game.
Yeah.
Most of the time are Friday, almost always Saturday, except prom weekend.
Yeah.
Mondays, there's we have one Monday in the month of April where we're not playing a baseball game.
Everybody gets their off teams. Yeah. Usually the non-league teams are on Monday.
Yep, and that's also a good time for us to be playing the WBL games because they are 5:30 starts for the WBL. So that gives us time to get up there and get stuff going. And so because it's usually Wapak, Shawnee, Bath, some of those that are an hour drive, that are up there pretty good.
The longer ones,
And the boys, boys are, we've been hitting the ball pretty, been putting a lot of, making a lot of contact with the bat.
We've been very aggressive.
And I did, we were speculating up in the booth, is that something that Coach Hank is telling them to be aggressive? And I got to talk to him yesterday after the game, last night after the game, and I said, so is that something you have planned? He said, no, I just tell them not to swing at the curveballs.
Stay on that said, speed. And that's your first pitch.
He said, they haven't been listening to me enough. He said, they're swinging at those damn curveballs.
Curveballs are not good. Stay away from them.
So that means that's the mindset of every one of those kids that I'm going out there and I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
And they,
I think that kind of happened on that run last year.
Yes, and they saw how much fun that was.
We were hitting, and it seemed like everybody just grabbed a bat.
But also, in that run, when we needed to wear a pitcher out, those guys would take pitch after pitch. They would foul them off.
That's a big thing, too. Especially when you got a stud. When you're going against a stud.
Yeah, if you can wear him out,
wear him down.
You can be down 5-2, and when that guy goes out, you can win 10-5.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you get back in it.
Because a lot of those teams have a pitcher.
Right.
And once you get past him,
the next guy's very, very hittable. Absolutely. Well, for Neil and myself, hopefully we'll be back here next Wednesday.
Yep.
And go Indians this week.
Yep. Stay safe.
Yep. See you next week.